guys, and welcome to the Ranting Sisters. I'm Libby.
And I'm Katie.
And it is April. It's April, y'all.
It's April. Aw.
April showers bring May flowers.
This is true.
Hey, yo.
It's true. It's the matinee before the real
showstopper. No. You know what I really learned?
May is the best month.
No.
What'd you learn about?
I realized that, I have a strong opinion on here, apparently. About birthdays and months and people who are born in them.
Yeah.
But you know what? I really decided that people who are... No offense to some people, so just a radio. People who are born...
I think anytime you start something with, no offense, it is exactly going to be offensive. And I know a lot of April babies.
You don't even know what I'm going to say!
A lot of April babies.
April people who are born in April are a little obnoxious. I don't know why you guys are obnoxious, guys. The literal phrase is April showers
bring May flowers.
So, May, like, you guys are okay.
May, honey.
And how does it feel that...
That's where it's at.
Okay. And that a boring month like March took your...
You know what was funny is actually really enjoyed March.
Hot
March
take.
Madness, baby.
Yeah. Oh, yeah!
Should we talk about it?
Yeah, we should talk a little bit.
Should we? I feel like it's bad juju.
You think we should wait and talk about it as an episode? Maybe we should.
I don't know. Maybe
I want
not.
To. I have some words.
You have some words to say about March Madness?
All we can say is that, Go State. Why not us?
Yeah.
And you know what?
1983.
Suck those eggs.
Yeah.
1983?
Yeah.
Final four, baby.
Let's see. It's 2024.
Let's see. Who will win?
So, the funny thing is, I actually had a discussion with a kid today about...
You did?
They were a State fan, too.
Mm-hmm.
I've been an NC State Wolfpack fan for a very long
time.
You
ain't gotta prove it. You ain't gotta prove it. We ain't stalking nobody, okay? You know what I'm talking about.
I have never seen anything like this in my entire life.
We have been State fans, win or lose, and 9 times out of 10, it's losing.
Yeah, it's always... You know what?
That's not against the State players. That's against just kind of in general.
It's just life, We just pick, apparently, teams that just don't want to do very well. Between the Wolfpack and then you got football, baseball, basketball there. And we just have never really had it, for some reason, there. Then we are Carolina Panther fans, and that really hasn't gone anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Atlanta Brave fans, and that hasn't really gone anywhere.
That's true.
I don't know what it is with what we pick. It's just like...
We're Charlotte Hornet fans.
Yeah. And that hasn't gone anywhere either.
Yikes.
I like to call that we live on a road of just Loserville.
Yeah, and you know what? Win or lose, you don't see us rooting for other teams.
No, I refuse to. I will not root for anything else. If I cannot be happy, I don't want anybody else to be happy either.
Right? Come on.
I want my team to
win.
So, this is like nothing I've ever seen.
Yeah, and even when we're winning, people still do not give us the validation.
Yeah. Well, because NC State is not just on the road to the Final Four.
Mm-hmm.
They are also ACC champions. That seems to be a forgotten
thing. Which I just want to say, I want to go ahead and clarify, not UNC. Okay?
Not UNC.
Let's just clarify, not Duke, because Duke is Dukey. That's what Duke is. Man, that was the bomb.
So I realized when I was looking at some old posts of me on Facebook, mm-hmm. I used to call them Pukey.
Pukey?
Yeah.
Dookie is Pukey.
Yeah.
I actually just now, this moment, just came up with what I just said.
Yeah.
And that was hilarious.
But is Dookie better than Pukey?
A bit of both are really good.
They
to
are.
Be honest, because Duke is Pukey and Duke
really
is Poopy.
I really make Duke fans angry too when I
really. If you ever notice, if you live in North Carolina and
UNC
you...
UNC and Duke fans are so sensitive.
Well, one, UNC fans are obnoxious and rude because they don't realize that they're losers. Yeah. And then Duke fans are silent and, they think they're so smart because if they're quiet about it, they, they get the gratification of it.
They're very annoying, too.
Yeah.
But I've never lived through this process. It's something... Mm-hmm. No, I've never watched the games this far either.
No.
I've watched, the last time we were in the NCAA and made it further was in the Sweet 16, and that's the last time I've really watched
this far. And that was in 2015, if I'm not wrong. Yeah.
That's the last time I've watched it this far, so I don't even know what to
it's
do.
Unreal. It's We've watched weird. The games. We have come up with our own reasons to what we need to do to continue on, because, you know, we don't want to let them lose.
I'm told in the household, I'm a little stitious over stuff.
Yeah, we get a little stitious.
I don't mean to be, but I feel like if we've watched them win, we should do everything the same way.
Right.
And Saturday, it's really going to throw me off.
Yeah, because some of us have worship.
And we're not going to be doing the same things that we've done every game.
We are going to have the same spirit in our souls.
I don't love that.
Jesus.
I don't love it. Yeah. I was discussing with another kid who was a State fan, too. Now, they seem to think that UConn is going to win it all.
No.
I'm just not so sure. I really hate UConn.
Yeah.
But I'm not so sure. I think we got it. I have to believe it. I'm not one. I've never filled out a bracket.
Nope.
I don't believe in them.
No.
If my team can't win it, I mean, I would just put, I've done it before. I've just always put State all the way at the end. Yeah. You see how that's done.
Yeah.
So I've never really done the brackets and stuff.
Yeah, I think what's kind of
fun. I'm not
going
to lie. The one I thought would be the challenging one was Marquette.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people thought.
And it was not. So.
So the one that we're playing against is Purdue. Purdue has a 7'4" guy on their team, and we have DJ Burns,
who is
6'9".
Yeah.
And he's a pretty big fella, and I think it'll be interesting because I don't want to say it. If you're a Purdue fan, whatever the crap you think you're doing.
Do you think we have Purdue fans?
I don't know, man. I don't think so. You never know. I don't know who's listening.
I don't either.
We might never know. British people listening. I really hope we do.
Do you think British people would be Purdue fans?
No. I don't really know. I don't know if they care about
What
that.
Would they think about basketball?
Right.
I know they have some over there, but they don't play it like we do.
No.
It's
kind of like football. It's not what we think football
is.
What we think it is.
But they thought UConn was going to go all the way through, and I was like, hey, look, we're living in a dream right now.
Yeah,
we
it's just a dream, man.
Let's don't count us out yet.
Right? Come on.
We're going to beat Purdue.
Yeah, we are.
I don't know how to feel about talking about it, because it feels weird.
I think what's fun about it,
I feel like we're living a dream, and I just want to keep living on.
We don't
want to
wake up from this dream.
I don't know what to do with a team winning, so it's just like, it's like stuck in a fog zone.
Yeah.
Like when the Carolina Panthers went undefeated that season, then we went to the Super Bowl. I didn't know how to put it. It was just like, it was so weird.
I remember
a winning team.
Yeah, and I remember going
cheering them on.
Carolina Panthers when we went to we went to Dick's Sporting Goods.
Yes.
And we went really late.
And I have been known to
got the shirts.
Yeah, I've been known to get into a few fights with
fans. Yeah.
So, you know, that's just where I'm at right now. But we're on the road to the Final Four, baby, and I'm living for it.
Yeah, and you know, all because, you know, you don't, like, we don't post about State because, you know, they just don't win a lot. And I think what's fun about it is seeing State fans that we're friends with, that we know, and who went to State or didn't go to State, and they're from
North
Carolina.
And they just know.
And they, like, know the vibe. Like, you've been on loser's streak.
And now
you're winning.
You're not.
And it's a good team, and they're happy, and our team just wants to have fun.
Right? And that's the best part. The best part of watching sports is when your team, in particular, is not just, they're not just winning, they're having a good time, and they're making the sport entertaining.
It's also fun to watch the panel.
We are entertained, my friend.
Well, we are entertained, my friend.
I know.
It is fun also to prove the panel of the men
wrong every time.
Every time. They're like, oh, Duke's gonna win. I guess now it's time for, you know, State to hang up their cap. No!
I love it. We need them to think that way every time.
Because
Everybody starts cheering for us.
Yeah. You know, and it's boopy down.
Things start to fall apart.
Right, yeah.
But you know what didn't fall apart? Easter Sunday.
Easter Sunday, baby!
I enjoyed Easter Sunday.
We did great. Yeah!
I know when I tell people, you know, my favorite holiday is not Easter.
I know. I always...
Yeah, I know you say.
I don't like it. It makes me uncomfortable.
What? You don't love that our Lord and Savior ever came and died for us?
That's what I said!
Stop immediately. That has nothing to do with it. Yeah. People in general. I do not love people on
And
Easter.
I just want to say, I don't know what's wrong with you guys, but you guys are acting crazy. Like, I don't know if it's because the eclipse is happening next week.
You think that's it?
I think you guys are acting
crazy. Are we
going to
take the broom and see if it doesn't fall?
Okay. Yeah, sure. Yeah. We'll try that out.
Do you remember that?
I do. I remember, man.
You're looking at me like no, I'm crazy.
No.
You were able to hold the broom, and the broom didn't fall down. Yes. Remember that? It happened in the eclipse. It's weird. Do you think it's weird that I'm talking about
no,
it?
No, it's just weird to think about.
It's because of the world.
You think if I lean? You think if I lean, I won't fall?
We could give it a try.
No, thank you. I do not trust you in a trust fall. You see what I'm saying? I do not know, because what happens at trust fall, you're either going to let me fall or you're going to pick me up in the very last minute.
What?
And it's probably the last one, man. You're going to be like, oh, I'm going to let her think I'm not going to
You're not going to trust me in a trust fall?
I trust you, man.
If you can't trust me, who can you trust in a trust fall?
Jesus. Get some of that action.
Well, Jesus put me here, so.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah, so you should trust me.
Put you in our mommy.
But then again.
There you go. No. And you got sucked out of her.
Immediately no.
You got sucked out by a vacuum.
Immediately no. But I might let you fall just because it's funny.
Okay, that's not nice. And that's why people don't trust you.
But it's funny.
I'm
not going to trust fall with anybody else, so I can't tell you that. I am going to let them fall.
Okay.
For fun.
I have some people that
I don't want you to know that, because I can't laugh at you until you trust me.
Oh, wow, that's lovely. I think it is because people don't know. One, let me tell you, one, say excuse me. I had someone on Easter morning almost hit me with the freaking door. My nose.
Beep beep is not a word.
No, it's called excuse me. Is that a hard word? Excuse me?
People seem to have difficulties in saying it.
Yeah, I know. I almost got hit with a cart, and I said excuse me, and then she didn't say a single word back to me. And let me just clarify.
What would you say?
Excuse you.
Yeah.
Here's my thing. A mask, and I'm going to go ahead and say this. I'm going to just, I'm not offending anyone. Okay, wear a mask, don't. I don't know. Okay, so here's the thing. This woman was wearing a mask. I don't know if it is with people with masks, but you can't speak underneath them. I know, I wear them.
Right.
Okay? Right. I still speak.
I feel like this is a problem we've had.
Say excuse me.
This is a problem that we've had since quarantine.
Yes, people, it is not a block
people wear
of your manners.
And suddenly they don't have to be mannerly. I don't know where that came from. I don't know what it is.
Okay.
Maybe it is the eclipse. You think it's people in the eclipse?
I don't know, man. And they're grouchy. You know what? You don't need to be grouchy.
I don't know what it is. Man, 2024, it is just...
It's rough.
We're only in the fourth month of this
year. I know.
Have you thought about that? Like,
a little bit.
This is crazy.
I've thought about the
like,
months.
I dislike way more people than I did when we started off this year.
Really? That's pretty hard to believe. Come on now.
I just believe that I dislike
you being silly. It's been all silly gooses.
It's so...
I think it's because people, like, they are either don't give a crap,
oh,
or, like, they don't have a brain.
I don't know what
which
it is.
Which is a bit of both for
did
me.
Did you think we were going to have something break out? Because, you know, this year is kind of following the same tempo as 2020.
Here we go.
Did you think something
by this point, we were already in a pandemic.
We were.
So...
Because we had a quarantine Easter, which, by the way, was awesome.
Well, and Easter was also in April, if I'm not wrong.
I don't remember. I thought... Easter was, like, the first week, I think, of April.
Okay, yeah.
It was an early Easter, too.
Yeah, it was.
Why are you talking? Don't talk like that.
You don't like that?
No.
I've been around a lot of teenagers tonight,
please
so it's
don't.
Kind of, like,
please
in
don't.
My mind.
Please don't do that. But you know what?
What?
If you were in life to reset everything.
Oh, great. Love it when you ask me this
and
question.
And you wanted to redo your aesthetic.
Ooh, yeah.
Would you do it?
Maybe.
I feel like I do that sometimes.
You redo, so like you go through, yeah you do. So you like go through a time of like redoing your aesthetic?
Yeah.
What's your aesthetic right now? Like what is it right
I
now?
I feel like.
It's not this one that this person's just done.
No, it's immediately.
No, immediately now.
I feel like my vibe, my aesthetic, I enjoy the word aesthetic better than vibe.
I know you do.
I know. Is it slightly darker than it was?
Okay.
Why do you
like,
laugh?
You,
you're being rude. And I'm going to kick
so
you out of the podcast.
Let me get this straight. You think it's darker than it was when you were a
teenager? Yeah.
Well, you can't say 20s because that was like not that long ago you were
okay, teenager.
Ones. Okay, you see when it's offensive when somebody says it's not that long ago.
Oh,
okay. You see what I'm saying? So
I
like,
I think my aesthetic is darker.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like in an emo way?
Not in an emo
way. Or like a rocker way.
Say
okay, you gotta give me a
gothicier.
Okay,
but gothic.
So are you
cool
Spencers
way.
Or are you Hot Topic?
I'm Hot Topic. Yeah, always Hot Topic. Never Spencers.
Yeah,
never that.
Like a little store.
What about you? Well, you're not preppy like you were.
No.
Yeah, you were kind of preppy. I was kind of preppy, too.
We don't need to go back to that.
Yeah. Simply Southern.
Simply Southern.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
We don't slip back into Southern.
Okay.
Simply Southern. What a time.
Yeah.
Nope, don't want to go back to that. I'm really into saying,
don't do that.
Not good.
That doesn't look professional.
Doesn't seem professional.
We want to look professional, clearly.
I like to stay, I've noticed progressively in my 20s.
Because okay.
I can say that. Because I'm in my early 20s.
Early
20s. I'm really sticking with the 80s themes.
Okay.
I dabble a little bit in the 70s.
Okay.
But I don't really go away from my, like, bright colors. I really dig hot pink right now.
Okay.
So I would say I stick with, like, maybe like a rocker Barbie vibe.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I like that.
And a Barbie in the 80s, you know?
But Beyonce has decided to go country.
Andre! She went from, I guess, like, a more of a, what was it, like a baddie?
What would we call?
A savage?
She was more of like a savage, right?
Yeah.
Like, dominatrix? I don't know.
Oh, dominatrix. That is a very, you've chosen that. You've chosen that word. Do you know anybody that they're aesthetic? I don't think you know anyone that their aesthetic is dominatrix.
Not anything other than the Rocky Horror Picture.
Oh, wow.
I don't
okay.
know. I don't know what to say that Beyonce was. She was Beyonce.
A lot of onesies.
A lot of
dominatrix,
onesies?
Yeah.
Yeah, they
and
do.
Not the kind of onesies you're thinking of. I'm
okay.
talking about the ones that don't have any feet. They're the panties ones.
What?
You know, it's like a diaper. Clicks right
okay.
between your legs.
We're going to move off.
You
of
know what
nope.
I'm talking about?
We're going to move off.
I had to say what I know. You
but
know?
So she has decided to go country. And
yeah.
I'm kind of here for it. I don't think we've ever reviewed.
But it's like country. And I think what's really annoying.
Folksy.
Folksy country.
Country.
Like everyone's like, oh, Beyonce. No, no, no. She can't do country. She can't do. Yes, she can. She's Beyonce.
Well, she's also from Texas.
Yeah, like guys.
So it kind of made sense. Also, she's done things like this before.
Yeah,
like
this isn't
country,
her first. This isn't her
first
rodeo.
Oh,
period. Odd.
So Beyonce, and I don't think we've ever reviewed a Beyonce album before.
No, because
I can't officially say we haven't.
I don't know. Have
we? I don't think we reviewed Lemonade, and that was the one that I think when we started the podcast, and we didn't review Renaissance.
No. I only had sometimes her songs have a lot of ease on them, so they're a very mature album. And this one has a few ease. It has 27 songs.
It has 27 songs, but I think out of the 27 songs,
is it like?
Only 7 of them have ease.
Yeah.
Less than what I'm seeing with Tay-Tay.
Taylor's got a filthy mouth.
She does.
Because she just wants to put the F word in everything.
Right.
Oh, did you like the way I said that?
Okay, go a little
I'm trying to be really careful, because last time I said, I almost said a bad word. You know what I'm saying? Uh-oh. And I'm pretty sure our pastor listens to this.
Oh, well,
does he?
Then.
One of them does.
Okay.
You know what?
You know what? Thank you for that. Thank you for your discretion.
And he heard me talk about a onesie? Ugh, that's awkward.
I can tell you right now.
We don't think about that, guys.
That's the least embarrassing thing you've talked about on this podcast. I'm just going to go ahead and tell you that.
Clarify.
If you think that was embarrassing, I'm sure we can go back a couple episodes and really touch on some subjects.
Yeah, that's true.
But Beyonce has decided to go country, and I'm kind of here for it.
Yeah.
Do I think this is one of her best albums? Kinda.
Oh!
I'm sorry, but it's so good.
My favorite song, which is the clean version,
here
that was from
it.
Old Beyonce, I guess you would say,
uh-huh.
Is... Cuff It Up. But let me tell you, that one is a clean, my friend. I like to listen to it while I'm walking.
Okay.
And it really takes everything in me, because where we walk, there's cameras.
I'm going to be honest.
And I would love to, like, dance to it, but I can't. Not while we're on the track.
Do you have a problem when you walk?
Yeah.
You
do a little skip. You do a little,
Well, it's like, sometimes the
shake your booty.
And so, especially if I'm walking on the track and it's just me.
Yeah, do you do a little
dance? I prefer to listen to either a podcast or, listen to a book.
I don't.
Because I don't usually engage that much.
Mm-hmm.
But when I listen to a song, I can get into it a little too much.
Oh, you really? You shake your booty a little bit?
No, I don't do that.
You do little dances?
No.
You do a little Pierre Lachey?
I'm going to need you to not say any of those
See,
words.
Don't think about who's listening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I liked that Beyonce. Like, that's my vibe of Beyonce.
Okay.
Clean. Just so you know. I like it
clean. Version.
I'm
going to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
Ever since Beyonce married Jay-Z, I haven't liked any of her music.
Oh, man!
There are some songs on her albums I've liked.
Yeah, of course.
But, I mean...
Has anyone ever heard Beautiful Liar? Come on.
But there's nothing that I've liked as much after she got married to him.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm not a fan of him. I think he crushes her spirit.
Oh, my God.
Okay? I love Beyonce. Yeah. I just don't like him at all.
They did bring forth Blue Ivy.
That's true. And she's really cute.
Yeah. She looks like Beyonce reincarnated.
She does.
Yeah.
And I love that.
I mean, Beyonce's not dead. I just said reincarnated. That was bad terming. Spit her out of her mouth. There you go. Period. There we go.
But so she came out with this album. And so it is called To Cowboy Carter. So this is the second. So there's going to be three, like, trilogy? It's going to be a trilogy.
This is going to have another one?
Well, so what I didn't understand was...
She's, like, out-tailoring Taylor.
You think so? It was kind of gave me Adele vibes.
Oh, okay.
Okay, not really Taylor. I'm just saying.
I just always think it's very annoying because someone was like, oh my gosh, so she's, like, the opposite now of what Taylor does. Stop comparing the two.
Right. Why does everybody want to make Taylor and Beyonce enemies? It's because of the Kanye West thing, right? We're still living in that Kanye West thing.
I think so.
And I interrupt...
That but Beyonce had the best album of the year. You know, I don't remember what album
it was. I'm not
going
to lie, it was not a bad album.
Which album was it?
It was the...
Was it the album?
It was...
The one I'm thinking of?
I think so. But don't quote me on it.
Don't quote me on it.
It was a good one, though. Sure.
Yeah. That was awkward. But I think the thing that Taylor and Beyonce is like, Beyonce was before Taylor, guys. I think you guys are forgetting that.
I don't...
So, like, Beyonce, Taylor Swift. You know what I'm talking about?
I don't know where to say that the Beyonce and Taylor Swift...
They went to each other's movie premiere, so they're not enemies.
Well, Beyonce really tries to propone the fact that her and Taylor are not...
Are they friends, guys? Come on.
Do you think they're friends?
I don't really know.
I don't think
so. I always think that people who are, like, friends with celebrities that are friends with
celebrities... Is Beyonce taller than Taylor, or is Taylor taller than Beyonce?
Yeah, I think Beyonce
is taller. Or is Beyonce just taller?
In personality wise,
yeah. Like, have you ever? Like, let's be honest.
Status wise,
like, let's be honest. If there is a celebrity that just walks into a room, okay, and just commands the room, they just look taller. You know what I'm saying? And Beyonce just looks taller. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't say that she could kick Taylor Swift's butt, but she could kick
Taylor Swift's butt.
I just want to tell you, she just is like, she just walks into a room. That's how I picture it. She just walks into the room and everybody notices her.
And they all, like, silence.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Turn immediately. Move out of her way immediately. Yeah. It's not that
she doesn't have to say excuse me. She probably does, but you don't. She doesn't have to.
I always think she's very nice and she's super sweet to fans and stuff. But I'm just telling you, she has the kind of, like, presence that you just move out of her
way. Just move, man.
I don't know why, but she just has it, okay? And it's not that Taylor doesn't.
No.
It's just that she doesn't.
She commands.
She doesn't. Yeah. And so when I see them together, I don't know what they're trying to do other than just try to say
they're not.
I think
the good thing also,
enemies.
And I'm not like, I mean, like, I don't give a crap. But the thing about Taylor is she constantly has to be with somebody. Like, she has a group of friends. She has a man. She's got that. And it's like Taylor Swift and this and Taylor Swift and that. Beyonce's just Beyonce. Like, there's no Beyonce and Beyonce
but
this.
But she definitely has
Beyonce.
More of the loner.
Yeah, Beyonce's just being herself.
She has more of that thing going on that, like I said, it's just her, and she's just it.
And I mean, like, her concert was pretty sick, too.
Yes.
I mean, Taylor's was nice, but, like, hers is sick.
There was a lot of money
spent
on the Renaissance tour. I have a feeling there's going to be a lot of money spent on this one.
Yes, I do.
Because, see, and I guess the reason why this is the second thing is that, the whole Renaissance, the way she looks on the horse, she did it again with this one, except for, of course, she's dressed like a cowgirl.
Right.
I
think she always planned, because we both talked about this album was very much planned.
This is very thought out. I don't quite understand how this is the second act compared to Renaissance. When I think of Renaissance, when she says that, I'm thinking she is, like, wrapping that up.
Yeah, that's what I think.
It's not like, you know, Renaissance fair.
No, don't get it.
But she could do it,
though.
Yeah, she
could totally
do it.
I would love that.
I would, too.
Mm-hmm.
I love Renaissance music.
I know you do.
And then, that's not being facetious, either.
I know. Why
I just wanted to make sure
that?
The listeners didn't
think
I was being facetious.
Why would they think you were
facetious?
Being facetious?
But so she wrapped that up, and then she's gone on to this, and I think it, I gotta say,
it's really good, man.
It's really good. And do I think old Dead Poet Society of things that Taylor Swift has done?
It might be dead, man.
That's basically about Joe.
Yeah, it's just about Jamie.
And I guess some might be about Kansas City Chiefs, Travis.
Oh, you think
I'm Yeah, maybe I don't know. I don't know why, but I wanted to call him something else for a moment there.
What did you want to call him?
Jerk!
Oh!
I'm just kidding. No, I did
What Jesus
it.
Wrote in on. Mm. Uh-oh.
But I think Taylor Swift's album's going to have a little bit more competition than absolutely. Olivia Rodrigo and stuff like that.
Oh, that's child play.
Are you so obsessed? But I think this album is really, I think it's really good, guys.
It's a good album.
I enjoyed it.
If you enjoy, like, 60s, like, we really enjoy, like, 60s type of country music. Not now. I don't even know if that clarifies.
I don't like country music now, but I like the 60s and 70s.
Yeah.
And the 80s and early 90s. Mm. Like, the Reba McEntire, Blake Shelton, Toby Keith. Dolly Parton.
Oh, yeah.
Johnny Cash type. I even consider some Elvis.
Yeah, some Elvis songs are country. Like, country.
I like Patsy Cline and all those as country artists. Yeah. You know?
I agree.
The Judds and stuff like that. I like all those things.
It's good music because they're telling a story. Every country music you hear.
And I can tell in this album, she definitely telling a story. Here.
It's not just about, like, drinking or, you know, like, the green grass beneath the wheels of my country road.
Or the girl with the short shorts on.
And her booty jumping up and down. Yeah, it's not just about that.
Yeah, I'm so glad you went there. You could have stopped. But you definitely
her blonde hair in the wind of my pickup truck. I just wrote a song right then. Could have given it to Morgan Freeman or Morgan Wallace. Freeman.
Okay.
Don't even get me started on that.
But I listened to the whole album and didn't even mean to. Like, it was just we just started really listening. Good.
Yeah.
Yes, there is some language in it. Yes, there are some things in it. It's still Beyonce's, you know, more R&B, and less of her pop type stuff.
This is more, if you're into, like...
She also raps in it.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie, sometimes I cringe when she raps.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How come?
I don't know. I just get, like, my mom is rapping. It's just, I don't know why. Wow.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Do you think she's, like, and because she went even to the Grammys with this, like, whole aesthetic going.
Yeah, she did.
I'm digging it.
What a queen!
And she's 42 years old, so don't have any
She's 42. Mm-hmm. She's 20 years older than me.
Yeah, she's 10 years older than me.
Really?
Yeah, that's how
that
time works.
Feel like that. Yeah. You're being rude. Now you're just being rude.
But she's 42, so if you feel like you can just switch over your aesthetic.
You can!
You can do
it. Well, who said that we can't? I feel like TikTok, whatever, Instagrammers, they do it all the time.
I feel like, as a younger person, you said you can't just change over to a new thing.
No. My words were, you can't play hopscotch.
Like,
Beyonce wasn't like, oh, today I'm
you're
this.
You're afraid she'll kick your tail.
Oh, Beyonce, whoa. 1,000%. Yeah. And I would thank her later for it. My thing is...
She'll take that horse and
I know somebody
over.
That was like, one day she wanted to be like, I guess a fairy type of thing. Because, you know, she was obsessed with Disney.
Fairy core?
Yeah. And then the next moment she was like Harry Potter. And that was like her moment. Because, you know, she had to go to Universal for it. And then her next thing was Marvel. And that clearly has died.
Yeah.
And then now it's like, I'm a worship. Woman. You can't just hopscotch.
There are people that really struggle to find their identity.
Right. And you know what? I get that. And Beyonce's, she's not struggling.
No.
She, to me,
she's
it is
killing
fun.
It.
Yeah. No, yeah.
Or she'll kill you.
Don't kill me, bro.
Yeah.
I get it. Like, 1,000%, you want to be you, but you, Beyonce.
Yeah.
Beyonce and literally can be her. You know what I'm saying?
Well, she is her own aesthetic.
Yeah.
You know
and
what I'm
I think the thing about Beyonce, and when you listen to this record, is, like, I read a thing where they were like, oh my gosh, well, she took Dolly Parton's Jolene. No, she did not take it. Her and Dolly Parton worked on this together. I hate to break it to you.
Don't you think that's so interesting?
That is so, that's cool.
Yeah.
I don't see Taylor doing that. Oh, right. Why?
It is really wild. I just love it. I just...
Like, if Beyonce, like, I just love that Beyonce's like, hey, can I work with you on my song? Not just take your song from you.
I just love the fact that she was just like, I'm going to do this.
Right? And you know what? She had no shame about it. You should have no shame.
I just,
if that's what you want to do, do it.
I think it's so cool. And
I don't
think,
go hopscotching.
I think when people were like, oh, I'm not sure how I feel about that Texas Hold'em song, but it was so good.
That's good, man.
You couldn't lie that when you heard that song, I was like,
what? Texas, I'm in a little bit of country.
I am, but I didn't pick that song as in my top three.
You did, me neither.
Oh, look at us being cool.
I was pretty sure what I knew my top three, because I listened to a little bit of it before we listened to the full album.
Oh.
And then this weekend I
listened to a little bit. I also love the way the album is just put together.
The aesthetic of it's really good.
But I do want to warn you, again, this is an adult album, but you know, I see a lot of little girls walking around singing Taylor Swift songs.
And Jay's got bad words.
Potty potty mouth.
Yeah, she was saying.
Like the Eras Tour?
Yeah.
Like that Eras Tour movie, that has some language in it.
It's got G,
you know,
G in it.
It does.
Never use the Lord's name.
She doesn't sing the Bejeweled with the gymnast, the gymnastic. I don't know, whatever that thing she put in there.
Okay.
And then she changed it out, and it's GD, really.
Ooh.
Okay. So I don't want to hear anyone talking about anything else.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I'm going to hold on to that Taylor Swift. Forever.
Yeah, don't be talking about my Harry Berry.
Yeah, and don't be throwing out, you know, Paramore or Billie Eilish you know, Florence and the Machine or anybody I really love.
The two records that we got this year for Easter. Gotcha. Yeah.
Because I'm going to remember that Eras Tour and that song lyric for the rest of my life.
As
so
you
if
should.
I like me some Beyonce, you're going to hold your tongue. Okay, well, I'm going to send Beyonce to take care of you.
Yeah,
to
take some home, you know what I'm talking about?
You know what I'm saying? But I've got my top three.
Me too!
Do you want to go first, or do you want me?
Do you want me to go first? Because you want to be like, you want to know what I have.
I do. I'm curious.
I'm curious!
I have a feeling, but I know what your number one is. So.
Oh, yeah, that was pretty easy. So I go first.
You're predictable!
You're predictable!
Probably.
Oh, okay. So I'll go from bottom to top, because it's only better from there.
That's mine!
Because that's where it's at?
Yeah.
Okay. That's such a sound like. Okay. I can't speak right now.
That's no different.
So number three on my list.
Yes.
Is Bodyguard. Now, this song. Yeah, listen to it clean. Really dug it. This is a really good song, and I don't know why, but it is what I wish, almost that I wish would have come out for a movie or something. I don't know why, but this is really a movie vibe song. Like, I could totally picture a movie for this song. Not, I know you're sitting there thinking, well, Libby, it's called Bodyguard. I think you're thinking of Bodyguard. No, I'm not thinking of Bodyguard the movie. I'm talking like an action romance movie.
Other than Whitney Houston.
Because this is almost, because she's talking about a bodyguard, and she's talking about, you know, kind of like a forbidden love, but almost like she can take care of herself, but she does want him as well.
Right?
And I just dig that. Like, I like the way Beyonce is singing these songs from a female, well, one from a female being in love with another person.
But she's like, I can be independent, but I also
I kind of want you to. I want you to be my bodyguard. I really like that. This song has a good vibe. It is giving the, I would say it's giving more 70s type of vibe of Western songs. So and it's a Western-driven song. You can hear it. Her voice is so good in the song.
Right.
She raps
so
a little
well.
Bit in this song.
Yeah.
Not a lot. I do think that it does have some cuss words in it, but it's good. I do like it. It's a good song. Number two on my list is, I mean, it's a good song. Her voice is so good in this song.
Mm-hmm.
It is a Daughter. This is number two on my
list.
Yes. Daughter. Oh, I listened to this while I was walking.
Oh.
And let me tell you, it is a
it's
good,
so good
song. I love this song.
It's so good.
She does like a, almost like a operatic
it's
type
very,
of moment.
Spaghetti Western vampire.
Yeah.
And, what is it? Till Dusk, Till Dawn?
Yes.
That vampire movie?
It is like a movie that you would be watching. It's just so good.
Yeah, I agree.
I love this one. It is very, I would say it's a little bit of 60s type of Western music. If you listen to that, I love that. And this is the kind of music where you could see like a death scene happening.
Yeah.
Or
dramatic.
I could totally picture the music video for her.
I'm very much ready for her to put a video out
right?
for these songs.
Daughter, it's this one I don't think has it. I don't remember. I don't know if it has anything. It probably does.
I don't think so.
I don't think so. It doesn't have an E on it. This song is really good. Her voice is chef's kiss. It is really good in this one. Oh, my number one, I mean, come on. I think we all know.
Is it Jolene?
It's Jolene!
She takes this and it's so good.
It is so good. The lines in this song.
Yeah.
Now, again, like I said, if you listen to Jolene by Dolly Parton, the original version, which is what you would go by, and then you go to what Beyonce has done with the same idea of what Jolene is, but going back on the factor of she's singing from the perspective of a woman who's like, you think you can take my man?
Yeah.
But our roots are too deep. we've grown too much together. Yeah. You can't have my man. Where if you listen, which I've listened to both. Yeah. To get a perspective.
The other one is a much younger
It woman. Is. It's more like, tell. I would say more of a woman who's in like her 20s and she's freshly yeah. married and she's like, why is he doing this? I found out.
She's more insecure.
Yeah. And you know, like Jolene's an older woman and she's taking her man.
Yeah.
And if you know the backstory to Jolene, then you definitely understand.
Yeah.
Whereas Beyonce's singing from a perspective of, I would say an older woman who's been married much longer.
Yeah.
And has the factor of, you're not taking my man.
I think so, too. It's also a play on some things that I know have been rumored around her and
Jay-Z. Yeah. And her and Dolly Parton worked. She got Dolly Parton to come on this album. Yeah. There's radio, old radio stations between beginning of songs. Yes,
to some of the songs.
So good, man.
So cool.
And Dolly Parton speaks on this album. And it is really good because it's a different version that yeah. you get to listen to. And I love that. And it goes into the next generation to listen to it.
Yeah, I agree.
Now, what are yours?
So my top three, and I'll start from the bottom to the top because it only gets better from there.
There we go!
I'm pretty sure that's where
okay.
I'm so not sure.
Okay.
So I think she does a lot of the way she is working on this album as like a spaghetti western, not okay. exactly just a western, because mm-hmm. you know, a lot of Clint Eastwood movies were spaghetti westerns.
Those are good.
They're not filmed, they weren't filmed in the United States, mm-hmm. and they were cheaper made.
Yeah.
And I think that's what she's kind of going for, is like, she still feels like she's not quite
right.
welcome, so she's trying nonetheless. Interesting mm-hmm. interpretation of how she feels.
Yeah.
With doing a country album. Mm. So number three for me was Daughter.
Wow.
I just loved the vibe.
You put
vibe.
That as number three?
I did. I just wow. loved the vibe of that song. I loved the story play she does in it. It's yeah. very old school. And it kind of has that Santa Maria type
yes,
feel.
That's it.
I love it. So good. Number two for me was Jolene.
Never
tell. I loved the different interpretation of a mature person.
Yeah.
And yet still angry. Mm-hmm. I think that was always my feeling over the song, is Dolly Parton was not intimidating in the no. song, because she's kind of pleading with Jolie.
Yeah.
Well, Beyonce is not pleading with Jolie.
No, she's
kind
telling
of telling her,
her
yeah. like, I'm just going to tell you right now, it's not going to happen. But if mm-hmm. you want to push a little bit further, I'm willing to.
Right?
To
yeah,
you.
She's telling her.
And I really like that. Mm-hmm. It is not an over-the-top way either.
No.
It's very well done.
Yeah.
Very well worked on. Mm-hmm. I loved it. I'm sorry.
I agree.
I was not really sure how I would feel about it,
wow,
but I loved
really?
It.
Okay.
Number two for me, definitely. Number one was the first song I heard that was not like a playing on the radio, that wasn't Texas Hold'em.
Yeah.
That I was like, whoa, this. And it has Dolly Parton in the beginning of it.
Yes.
Singing. So she's really worked with Dolly on this. Mm-hmm. It's Tyrant.
Really?
I love this song. This song? Mm-hmm. Not gonna lie, might be my song of 2024.
Really?
That's
a bold statement.
I love the vibe. I love the way she sings it. It is just so good. It has a little mix of all kinds of things.
Uh-huh.
The play in the music area. I mean, I could just tell that Beyonce went in working on this album, and she threw some of her old in with this, and some of her new, and
yeah.
then this country vibe, and I'm just here for it.
Yeah, she definitely
Whoa.
Went in, and I think the good thing is she also gives you the idea of, like, if you don't like country music, like, we're not fans of it. We've talked about that several times.
We're not.
And especially now, country music. Like,
yeah.
I'll listen to Johnny Cash till whenever.
Yeah. I love an album of it.
Dolly Parton, again, those are more of what we go into, but, like, Beyonce has added old music that you love and made it now into
yeah.
country music, which is the best way to country music.
I just loved immediately when I heard Tyler.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa.
I'm so good.
I put it on my playlist.
Really?
Immediately. I wanted to hear the song lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
I just loved it.
I
was I like,
agree.
Whoa, girl. You have struck upon something.
Don't hold them.
So don't hold it back.
Ayo.
But that was my number one. Mm-hmm. Now, this is number two, and what she's saying is like a trilogy. Will she continue doing country, or what is number three?
I don't know. See, that's
now
my thing, is like, what's number three?
She's leaving us in the shock and all now.
Right?
Yeah. Can this outshine Taylor's Poets Dead 20
Poets Dead
words? I don't know.
I will
longest album could name ever, and it kind of is
right?
not. Yeah.
I think my other thing that is frustrating about Taylor Swift. She's going with
a black and white, but here's Beyonce riding out with a Texas flag and
right?
I don't know. I'm just digging it. I'm digging it, guys. I think the thing about... Go big or go home, please.
Well, I mean, it's Texas.
Yeah.
There's not growing.
Oh, okay.
But so,
we don't have anything against Texas.
No, we love Texas. We love Beyonce, who's from Texas. What if we have
Texas listeners?
Do we?
I don't know.
I wish they would tell us.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Well, so my thing about Taylor that I'm finding slightly
The poet's dead and on the is such a like society.
Why are you coming out with an album?
And she hasn't released a single yet.
You haven't released anything.
Is she intimidated?
I don't know.
Probably.
Just made a really weird noise.
Oh, Taylor's coming for you.
Probably. Oh my gosh.
She could kick your tail too. If I'm being honest.
Anybody could kick my tail.
She couldn't kick
your tail. I breathe wrong. I'm sucking up air right now. Yeah. I could die.
Yeah. The air is kicking your tail.
Right.
If we're being honest.
What's that pollen, man? It's getting to me.
It's getting to you.
I think the thing about her that I find so frustrating is that she's coming out with this new Poets, Dead Poets, whatever they're called. Mm-hmm. And it's just a random album, but everybody, she knows random? Everybody wants Reputation. Taylor's version. She knows it, man.
I'm excited for new music, though.
I'm excited for it, but like, come on. Is this going to be a big deal? Or is it just like a random album like Folklore?
Oh.
Or Evermore.
Whoa!
Random albums, man.
Whoa.
Random.
Whoa.
Random.
I think there's some real competition here with Beyonce.
I do, too.
Yeah. Her and, you know, Ted Poets.
Ted Bundy? Is that what you almost said? Is Taylor
Swift?
It's
a very
Ted
long
Bundy?
Album name, guys.
No.
I need it short, like Poets.
Dead Poets. I don't know what it is.
The Poets.
It's something Joe was in.
She has no other album with this long of a name.
The Sad Actors. I don't remember what
it was.
It was
a text name.
Yeah, and then.
Petsy, that's what comes across as.
Petsy. We love that.
Not all Beyonce, though. She come out.
Beyonce and Petty, she's coming out swinging on a horse, and we love that.
I am waiting with bated breath over.
What's number three?
Number three.
I don't know. What could she do? Is it going to be like a different vibe?
I don't know. Maybe she'll go like folky.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Hmm. I don't want her to go techno. I don't like techno music.
Oh, don't. I think she's already done
makes
that.
Makes me go, no, she doesn't. No. She couldn't. Beyonce does not do techno.
Never go techno with
don't
them.
Don't do
that.
That's
you know?
It. Transformer sounds. That's it. Every time.
Don't do that, man. It's not good.
But that's our review of Cowboy Carter. And
that's right.
We're loving it.
And we're waiting for bated breath.
We're
waiting with bated breath. There we go. Not for bated breath. For number three.
That's right.
Come on,
Beyonce.
Now. Get it
we're
together.
We're excited.
Don't come. You know what? Take your time.
Kick
do you, boo.
Ruined.
Oh. And in this corner.
Beyonce. And in the other corner.
Taylor Swift.
But they're friends. But are they?
Are they?
We'll find out in April.
That's right.
Taylor's coming.
April 19th, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm excited.
Why do I know that?
Wow. You think we'll have a podcast episode about that?
No.
Absolutely.
Yes, we will.
So, Taylor's
be waiting.
But, you know, we haven't been to the movies in a while.
Yeah, it's been a little bit.
So, we went.
It's been so long that when we went to the movie theater, and we went back in time.
Yes, we were again seated in the back of our movie theater and had the crappy seats again.
Oh, man.
And you should have seen everybody's face when we went there. They were like, what is this?
What is this? I've never been here before.
And our dad did not. He was really...
He was a little bit angry.
And you know, I'd have gone and complained. I know.
But we would have been told by the little pipsqueak manager who likes Katie that, you know, well, you know what? They're all there and...
Because that stupid dude, too!
I'm
so tired of him.
Hey.
I am so tired. I don't give a rip about your stupid Timothy Chalamet. I am so tired of Dune fans, okay? That movie cannot be 5 stars. Okay. That movie cannot be 100 score. It just cannot be.
Some people have said it. I don't want to say what they've said, but they said it's better than The Return of the King.
Never!
Someone even
Nothing
said
is ever better than Return of the King.
It was better than the Star Wars prequels.
They lie.
Yeah.
They're stupid, too.
I think
I'm going to be honest.
Nothing's better than classic.
I'm not trying
movies.
To criticize movie people now.
Oh, here we go.
They are so annoying.
I love it when we say we're not, and then we do it.
They're so annoying.
You know what I'm saying?
Every time I read a review, they're like, oh, it was such a predictable end. What do you mean it was a predictable ending?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, I've read the critiques over Wish. Mm-hmm. I've read the critiques over The Marvels.
Okay.
I've read the critiques over Lisa Frankenstein.
I don't want to hear about that.
I've read the critiques over Argyle. I just want to say, what is killing the movies? People.
Yeah.
People are killing the movies.
They suck,
They're
man.
So intelligent that
what
they suck.
What is it with you guys?
Now you guys are so smart that you can't even enjoy a movie now.
Right? Like, you're like, oh, I knew and that I'm, guy was going to die.
I'm going to be honest.
Shut up.
I'm going to be honest with you. Yeah. I've been around you guys. Mm-hmm. You're not that smart.
Oh, wow.
Well, not that intelligent.
You can't do that. So you can't go around saying, I've been around you guys. I think you're all stupid. You know?
I didn't say stupid.
You were thinking.
I said you're not that smart. There's a big difference from saying stupid and stupid.
It would be like saying, smart. Where's your brain?
It's like there is some intelligence there, but it's not really that much.
Wow. So what you're trying to say is it's that like, when aliens come down, the reason they haven't come down is they're like, they're there not. Is no.
That's why when people are like, yeah, aliens want to probe us. I thought you said they were looking for intelligent life.
But then that same person whose name is probably Jerry says, yeah, man, when he probes me, it's my butt. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, that's not smart.
I just thought aliens were looking for intelligent
Lost
life.
Lost respect for Jerry.
This is an intelligent life.
No, because you say things like, they're going to probe my butt.
Yeah.
You don't go around saying that, even though it sounds a little funny.
Yeah.
I mean, like,
you laughed about it, right? Yeah, you did.
Because
you
there did. Was a woman on a thing that we're watching. She was like, I know they
probed
me.
That one with William Shatner.
Yeah. Will they get probed in their butt again?
No.
Till next time.
He doesn't say
William
that.
Shatner. Mm. That's
not cool.
That was too much.
He's 92 years old.
Yes.
Okay? He's
and
cool.
Could at any moment.
Oh, he's coming
Did
to
you
Comic-Con.
Say 92 years
yeah.
old?
Yeah.
Oh, my
He's
God.
Coming to Raleigh.
Yes, he is.
Yeah. GalaxyCon. It's cool. Mm. I know a kid that's going to GalaxyCon, too.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Tell me
he told
later.
Me today.
Tell me
I'll
later.
I'll tell you later. But we went to see Ghostbusters.
Yes, we did.
Frozen
Speaking
Kingdom.
Of Comic-Con, not a sponsor, but they're going to that, too.
Oh, Frozen Empire.
Yes,
I wanted to call it Frozen Kingdom.
Because of
Kingdom?
Arendelle.
Yeah, oh, okay. Yeah. Did you know it was called Frozen Empire?
No, I forgot that.
Did you know it when
you
we were watching
You said it when we were
movie?
Talking to somebody, and I was like, oh, that's the name of that?
I was thinking it was Ghostbusters.
Yeah. You know, some people are really, like, surprised when we say, hey, we're fans of Ghostbusters. They're like,
really?
Really?
I feel like us saying we love Ghostbusters is not shocking.
It shouldn't be
if
shocking.
If you watch the Ghostbusters...
If you know us... We love some underrated rejects.
Humor, yeah. We
Come
love
on.
The good losers.
Sarcasm, man?
I mean,
sarcasm is literally built off of this.
Of Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
It's true. Our
Jaws
dad,
and Ghostbusters?
Humor?
Is literally our father.
Yeah, quotes.
Yeah.
In mm-hmm. general. In fact, many of the quotes we make are from Ghostbuster movies.
Yeah. Bill Murray, baby.
And we're not talking about the reboot one.
No.
We will not be talking
Why
about
Why do
that.
You always bring that one up?
Because some people are like...
I try to forget that one.
Some people are like, well, did you like... No. Immediately, no.
No.
No,
It had Suki in it, though.
Oh, it did, didn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We just love her as Suki, though.
Yeah. Well, I love Melissa McCarthy.
Yeah, she's
general,
great.
But
love
that
her.
Was not a no-go.
No.
No,
Melissa.
She needed to be in one, but not that.
Yeah, that was a no-go, my friend.
It's a shame. Yeah. It's really a shame.
It's a shame.
But in 1984, the first Ghostbusters hit the scene,
mm-hmm.
and it was super funny.
Yeah, it was. It's true.
Our parents loved it.
Yeah.
In 1989, there was number two.
Some 1989?
1989.
And Taylor always tries to come again. She roars her ugly head.
Oh, that's
not
nice.
That I'm... Whoa.
That
was funny.
That was too much.
No, come on
that
now.
That was too much.
That was funny.
Yeah.
It's a metaphor.
Are you wearing
it's
that 1989
Yes,
sweater?
I am. That I paid $70? My teachers. Hey! That I paid my teachers. Check
$70. I just want to say.
75, actually.
75. Yeah. You talking about Taylor, and then you open up that sweater.
Yeah, that's my era.
And then in 2021,
mm-hmm.
they finally came out with a good Ghostbusters.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah.
Don't bring up that crap. Don't bring
Ghostbusters
up that crap.
Ghostbusters Afterlife. This was a continuation of the old Ghostbusters.
And I just want to say, we did not watch this one in the movie theater.
No, we didn't.
We did not. I don't know why.
It came out through an awkward time for the theaters, because
know, 2021. Yeah, we were just getting out of quarantine.
We didn't see many
was
movies.
Acting and dying.
Yeah. Thank you for that very delicate way you put that.
Oh, sorry. Everyone was yakking and probably dying. I don't know. It's your choice. It's your imagination.
So it was an awkward time to go to the movies. So our first movie was Black Widow. If
yes.
you were listening to the podcast, you knew that.
Then you should know that was a great movie.
Yeah,
okay,
it was
period.
A good movie.
Don't say anything else.
So we didn't see Afterlife.
No.
And
also, I think your words were, I don't want to watch another Ghostbusters redo because it sucked before.
I don't remember
you. Quote by Katie.
I don't remember exactly saying those words, but okay. I will not deny I said them.
I know you won't.
They sound like something
I live with you, and I heard it.
So it was supposed to continue on the story,
mm-hmm.
okay? And the continued story is that Egon
mm-hmm.
has passed. Well, that's because he really did die.
Yeah,
he died in real life. In 2014,
yeah.
Harold Ramis passed away, and he was a part writer and creator of Ghostbusters.
Yes.
With, hold on, I've got to know, Dan Aykroyd,
mm-hmm.
Who is Ray, mm-hmm. and then Bill Murray, who we know is Peter Venkman, and then Ernie Hudson, who is Winston, and they are the four Ghostbusters.
Yes.
And so the continuation of Afterlife is that Egon's granddaughter.
Grandchild.
I was going to go to grandchild. And then
I don't know what I just said. Keep going, though.
But he has also a grandson, too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's passed, and his daughter has gone on to, go pick through his
Who's
life.
Who's from the Gilded Age, by the way.
Yeah, she's
time traveled.
She's Mrs. Russell.
Yeah, she time traveled.
I love
from
her.
From the 1918 to now.
Do you love her? I do.
Do you love her?
I was looking down at her name.
Love her?
I do. I love her.
She talks funny. But not like funny ha-ha.
She's an intimidating voice. I wish I could do that voice.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay, you totally don't do that.
I wish I could talk like her.
Okay. She holds her mouth a certain way.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
I can't do that.
Okay.
I feel like my bottom jaw does a lot more.
Can't say bottom. Yeah. Bottom jaw.
I feel like she has an intimidating voice when she talks.
Yes, she does.
And I love it. I think it's because Ms. Russell from The Gilded Age.
That's true.
Because, you don't like her, but you do.
But you do, man. You do.
You want to be her.
Oh, okay.
Mainly because Mr. Russell is super fine.
Whoa, he's fine. Call me up sometime.
But I love the way she, walks around there and just gives no crap.
Do you know how I feel?
Yeah. It's kind of hard to think of her in this character because this character's not
as this
polished.
Character, and she is the daughter of, what's his name?
Egon.
There you go.
Yeah, stay with me here.
It sounds like a, Igor?
No, it's Egon.
Yeah,
don't
sorry.
Don't be sorry! So people really loved this movie. I did really like it.
I really liked it watching it.
I really enjoyed it.
Our parents watched it without us, and they were like, oh yeah, you guys probably want to watch it. You'd like it. Yeah. Mom! And Dad!
Yeah, that's true. Did sometimes, you feel betrayed?
Sometimes it'd be like that.
Sometimes they do that to us.
Yeah.
But so we went to see Frozen Empire after we'd seen that.
Yes.
And this got mixed reviews.
Mm-hmm.
And it carries right off a year after that one.
Yeah.
They've brought back the Ghostbusters.
I think it's been 3 years.
Yeah.
I think they say it's been three years, if I'm not wrong.
Well, that would match up here.
3 years have changed.
They bring back the old Ghostbusters. Mm-hmm. They have more of a role, especially Ray.
Yes.
Has more of a role in this. Mm-hmm. And Winston has bought the firehouse.
Mm-hmm.
And it rolls on this. I think it has some cool ancient lore in it.
Yeah, it's kind of what's really good about it, which should be why I think some of people who are now generation of Ghostbusters fans, if there are any, there were a lot while we were in the movie theater.
Yeah.
That was a lot of people in our movie theater.
I thought so too. I was kind of surprised.
The good thing, if you go to see this movie, Ghostbusters has a great way of describing and giving you descriptions of a story plot.
Yeah.
So you're not like, wait a minute, how does that ghost mean that and that? Like, when you watch the second Ghostbusters, it has this ooze, and they give you an entire background to ooze, guys. To an ooze.
Yeah.
That is making people angry.
Yes.
And they give
and
you
starting
this
in New York.
On, yes. This full on, story plot of a painting as well.
Yes.
And it gives you these artifactual type of facts that is in this world. And this Ghostbusters has such a great way of implicating
it. Like, there's a dude that's kind of a loser that's the Fire Master.
From Eternals.
He's from Eternals.
We love him.
He did a great job in
that. Yes.
So this one I thought was funnier than Afterlife.
Yeah, I agree.
I thought Afterlife was almost too serious.
It was also kind of
Yeah, it took itself a little too serious. Mm-hmm. Also, it had some awkward moments, I thought, because of Corona.
Mm-hmm.
But this one, I thought, ran smoother. I really enjoyed this one more.
Yeah, I really liked this one way
more. Which was rare, because everybody else liked the Afterlife more than this one.
Yeah, and I think what's kind of good about this movie is also watching it, the children aren't like, ugh, they're so annoying.
No, and that's what I like about them.
Yeah.
But see, I like Ghostbusters 2 more than Ghostbusters 1.
Which it's because you've seen Ghostbusters the most.
Yeah.
The first one, haven't you?
Yeah.
It's because our dad watches it.
Well, I love the baby.
Yeah, the baby.
And I love the kind of the washed upness they have suddenly.
Yeah, it's true.
Like, they were really starting off hardcore after that.
And now.
And then suddenly, no one takes
Now they're going
seriously.
To kids' birthday parties.
Yeah,
and they're
I love
the clown.
That.
Yeah.
So that one So it wasn't surprising to me that I enjoyed this one a little bit more.
Yeah.
I thought it was funnier.
Mm-hmm.
It also had more of the original Ghostbusters in it.
It also had more of the vibe of the second one, which is, I think, what they're going for.
Yeah.
It had a great soundtrack to it, I just want to say.
It also was, I don't know, I just enjoyed it better. Like, Paul Rudd, I thought was funnier in this one.
Paul Rudd's funny.
Yeah. He is funny. Mm-hmm. I kind of thought it was funny when he was breaking down the Ghostbusters theme.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was funny.
I don't know. I thought it was a funnier one. I thought it fit more into place with the other two.
Yeah, I agree.
But the other one was so serious.
This one also had more of the original Ghostbusters in it and seeing where they are now.
Which is what we kind of want, guys.
Yeah, we do. I mean, come on. You watch an original to, yes, have new characters, but also to re-embark with your old characters.
Yeah. And I love the concept of older generation having, you know, still want to have fun.
Right.
And still work hard.
Yes.
And I love that when it's talked about in a movie. Yeah. And I loved the placement here.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite Ghostbuster?
Who is my favorite? I think it's always been Bill Murray because you're kindred spirit.
Bickman.
But I'm going to be honest with you. I do love me some Ernest Hudson. I'm not going to lie.
I love Winston.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ernie Hudson's character has always been one of my favorites.
Yeah. And let me tell you, the older he's gotten, he's fine wine.
He is 78.
He is a good looking man.
Yeah. He's 78 years old.
And he is bulk, man.
Yeah. He could kick your tail.
Okay. You know what? You don't always have to go to that.
Yeah.
You know?
Like,
he is
funny.
He is a daddy. He's a zaddy, technically.
He's 78 years old.
Oh, he's 78?
Why are you so shocked by everybody's age?
Because, you know, man, they don't look it.
Yeah, he doesn't. Dang. He is 78 years old.
Is he a zaddy?
I know 28-year-olds that don't look like him.
No, bro.
Yeah, 18-year-olds, I
know. Let me tell you, those... okay, well, that's... Yeah. 28-year-olds are losing their hair. He is not losing his hair.
No.
He ain't losing nothing.
No. He could kick their tail.
He could pick up 28-year-olds with one hand.
Yeah.
Man.
I wish he played for NC State.
Oh, wow.
He probably
would win.
Yeah.
I think the thing about it, he could kick anyone's tail.
Yeah. This was a good time at the movies, and I miss going to the movies and
it was like going back in time.
Yeah, well, that was because we were sitting in uncomfortable seating.
Hey, come on now.
Yeah. And I don't appreciate it.
You were jaded, man. You're jaded.
I spent a lot of money at a theater and want to sit in. I bought the popcorn too.
We did.
And
we
the really cup.
Yeah, we really experienced it.
Yeah. It was supposed to be a really fun time, reclined in my seat.
Yeah, I know.
It was a real buzzkill, guys.
It really sucked. But you know what you should be glad about? That other people were embarking on that misery.
Yeah, they were miserable, too. Yeah. I saw you guys. You guys were miserable,
too. You guys were miserable.
I really enjoyed this movie. I strongly... And also, it was a good family movie.
Well, also, yeah, it was a good family movie.
It didn't have a lot of language in it. Mm-mm. Like, it's not like a children's movie. I thought it was kind of scary at times.
No, it was very scary. There are some moments in there
that are kind of scary.
What I think is really good about Ghostbusters is it does have that seriousness of like,
This
is really happening, guys. This is kind of supernatural.
Yeah, but it does have a supernatural vibe.
Right?
Yeah.
But it also has that sarcasm and funny that if you're an original Ghostbuster lover.
Yeah.
Then,
lover.
I know. Then you love the fact that they're able to balance the two and it doesn't feel weird.
Yeah, I agree. I don't know what people's problem with it was. I think they thought the story... Someone said it repeated in the middle and I didn't find it repeated in the middle.
I didn't think it repeated at all.
I don't know what to say. There's not a lot of spoilers to give.
No.
You know, what do you want? There's, you know, there's a Frozen thing.
Yeah, there's a Frozen thing
that
happens.
It's cool.
Yeah.
And there's a cool trap thing in
this. Yeah, I guess there is spoilers. I mean, I don't know.
I guess. I strongly recommend it. It was fun.
You should definitely probably watch the Ghostbusters before this, which you can find on a streaming platform.
Yeah, it is kind of hard to find it, though.
It is
the Afterlife.
Yeah, yeah.
The original first two are on Hulu.
Yeah, not sponsored. Yum, yum.
We could be.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Hulu is not my most favorite.
No, it's
not. Because we have the version with ads.
Hey.
I'm sorry.
The other one's more expensive, man.
Did I expose us? Don't be exposing us. What was your grade for Frozen Empire?
So I gave it...
I think the name for me was the only thing that I didn't dig.
So I gave it an A-.
Okay.
I love it. The A is because I love Ghostbusters, and I love that we all love it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's kind of like Guardians of the Galaxy for us. We just love them so much.
Yeah.
And we've grown up with Ghostbusters, where some people have not.
Yeah.
We've also learned more about it. We've quoted and stuff like that. The minus is because at some moments in this film, it is kind of slow.
Yeah.
And also, there's certain ties to some characters that you're kind of like, okay, but you didn't finish that.
Yeah.
Also, you're kind of leaving it there to linger, and it's mm-hmm. not giving me the full of like, okay, that's what we're going for? Okay, let's go for that. And I think my thing sometimes is, all because a movie doesn't have whatever I think some reviewers want, which is like a full, like, oh my gosh, a mind-bending story.
Yeah.
It doesn't need to be so mind-bending, like an A24 movie where everything has a significant thing.
It's becoming too much.
Someone's drawing with a pencil and it has a four on it, and later on there's four people and they're naked. There doesn't need to be that.
Okay.
You know A24 what I'm saying?
Film? So clearly.
And, you know, to me this movie has the factor of it's a simple, straightforward type of thing, which we talked about this 50 million yeah. times. A movie that has a story plot and characters that you know and love, or you just love two new mm-hmm. characters. It is good, and you come with Paul Rudd, so you can't get any better.
I agree. I give it an A-2 for most of the wow. things. I think Egon's daughter doesn't have enough of a template yet.
I agree.
I still don't quite follow that storyline mm-hmm. very well.
Yeah, we don't know who her mama is.
No, but I enjoyed this movie. It's a great movie. Go see it, you know?
Yeah, I totally agree.
Yeah, and you know what? You should also be doing following us on all social media platforms.
That's right. Katie, when
at Farting Mets.
And at Libby Farnunk.
That's right, guys. And if you're in the Ranting Sisters Facebook group,
you should
be
on Facebook. And share this on all social media platforms on Tech Us In It.
That's right.